Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, of course, the announcement came yesterday from the governor that he had a productive meeting with President Donald Trump. This has to do with the funding for the key train tunnel that connects Manhattan to New Jersey. This is the funding that he says that New York needs to get this tunnel done. It's 100 years old. The president, for his part, said he had a productive meeting with the governor, and really, they get along just fine.
You know, David, nothing means anything. The idea that Cuomo correctly took on Trump during this election cycle as his number one enemy, and the people of New York responded with great enthusiasm, really is extraordinary that both men can now look into the camera and say we had a productive meeting, and basically, you know, we're doing very well together. I guess it was Mike Tyson once said, it's just business. It's just business. The whole problem here is that the credibility of politics is lowered when somebody who is correctly saying Trump is a bad man and boy is he bad is somebody who is capable of giving us some money for New York. Now, here's Trump with all his business interests in New York. He wants access also. We know that virtually nothing can be divided from the self-seeking clause that a president has to make his businesses grow. So should there be another tunnel to New York? Of course there should. But there is some surrounding language here that's very interesting.
From there to Democrats nominating Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, but as the Times points out, defections signal a fight ahead, Alan.
Well, yeah, you know, she won in the caucus. I think it's something like 36 votes against her. She needs half of those in order to get the 218 she needs to be elected Speaker. And she's basically holding strong. There is no opponent yet, although you never know who will seize an opportunity. It would appear that she'll find help from half of those people. Now, a lot of them ran against her, basically, so they have to, until the last minute, come up and say that she's unsatisfactory, otherwise they look like hypocrites. But I do think, and I've said from the very beginning, she's going to be the Speaker.
The Mueller investigation. President Trump says that the pardon for Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman, is not off the table. We've been talking about this. He's also shared images on his Twitter feed calling for his opponents to face trials for treason.
Well, you know, it's beyond anything, any nightmare anybody could have envisioned. His own Republican deputy attorney general, his own guy, he shows a picture of him with Obama and everybody else behind bars for treason. People are shaking their heads and saying, how did we get here? How did this happen? How did this guy who is showing basically paranoid fantasies get to be president of the United States? But he is. In the meantime, I've been predicting all along there would be a time that would come when this guy would be in a bad situation in a corner, and he would do anything to survive. And this is pretty good evidence of anything to survive, as well as the fact that you then have a United States Senator, Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, refusing to allow a vote to Democrats and Republicans to assure that the investigation into Trump would continue and that Mr. Mueller would be allowed to finish what he is doing. This is extraordinary. I see his face on the television, and I just get angry that country means nothing and political survival means everything.
Speaking of, what do you make of the Trump administration set to ban bump stocks?
Well, first of all, let's see it happen. Second of all, of course it should be done. They can read the polls. Americans want sensible gun control. And they say so in polls overwhelmingly. They may want the right to have their rifle in their house, but they sure don't think making a gun into a machine gun is a good idea. I think there comes a point with Trump when he just has to go along with the common wisdom. Otherwise, these polls show he could be in real political danger. By the way, he is in real political danger. It's at 38%. It's unbelievable for a president. He hasn't gotten out of the 40s. He cannot win another election. The point is that, you know, every Democrat in the world is coming out and saying, well, maybe I should run. Today we had John Kerry deciding that he might take another run at the presidency. Oh, no.
You have been all along connecting the dots to what the president, Donald Trump, says and what you say seems like a move towards fascism. I also see this, President Trump proposing a state-run TV network, Alan.
Well, yeah, that's in reaction to the fact that he is being so beaten up on both CNN and MSNBC. So he comes out and says, let's have a state-run TV network. Well, state-run is the problem. It's not that we don't have C-SPAN and we don't have the ability to have neutral news. It's that he wants to be the runner of that news programming. You know, it's just one more nail in his political coffin.
Finally, Alan, another serious media issue, which is now erupted in the Senate. Tensions over President Trump, the administration, and Jamal Khashoggi. The senators are demanding to hear from CIA Director Gina Haspel, who apparently was conspicuously absent from yesterday's briefing.
Well, David, you know, you have Lindsey Graham, who can do some good things in life, but who can do some terrible things, as we have seen, as in his disgraceful performance over Kavanaugh and putting him on the court. On the other hand, yesterday he said, quite frankly, he was PO'd over the failure to bring the CIA chief to speak to the Senate about exactly what was going on. And it is extraordinary to me that Graham can be such a good guy as well as such a bad guy in his public utterances.